It looked magnificent, he said. One day he noticed that here and there certain leaves were dying, certain blooms fading. Most of the leaves remained a healthy, glossy green, but scattered among them were those turning brown. And he couldn't figure out why. He wondered, why would some die in the midst of living? I did that last year. I think it was zucchini plants. I had beautiful blossoms, real beautiful green leaves, and all of a sudden, it was gone. I don't know if we had a woodchuck around or a rabbit. I don't know. I'm not a good gardener, I guess. But he decided one day he could go out and check and see what was going on. So he carefully, among the tangled mess of vines, he traced the ones on which the leaves and the blooms were dying, until he found that they were all connected to the single stem. There, just above the ground, cutworms had severed the stalk. The entire vine above that point was dying because it was no longer attached to the roots and the stem that had produced it. It's a common tale, but it is an instructive one. It reminds us that we die spiritually, that we are incapable of producing fruit when we are not attached to the vine, or when we are not connected to the roots which nourish us. It also reminds us that when we are attached, that the fruit that we produce, indeed the prosperity of the land itself, comes to us naturally as a gift of God. The gardener does the work, and the vine he plants carries the sap, all its nutrition, to us. And we, because we are in the right place, prosper and produce for the world the fruit that it needs. All of us want to do good things. We want to produce good fruit. But many of us, in trying to do good things, end up feeling burned out, exhausted, and sometimes even despair. This particularly happens to many people in the so-called caring professions, doctors, social workers, nurses, sometimes maybe a teacher. They do much good, but many get frustrated, angry, and tired. Tired, their ability to help others decreases, and some end up giving up entirely their profession. And yet there are others who do as much, if not more, others who are full of hope and of life, of care and love for their neighbors and their world, who never fall prey to this plague, but rather go on and on, touching and healing those around them by what they do. I believe it is because they are connected to the source of hope, to the source of life, to the source of care and love for their neighbors and their world. The cup of water to those who thirst, the word of assurance to those who are in doubt, the comforting hug to those who are in pain, the gift to those who do not know if they are loved, and the deed of kindness to the one who is in need. All these things are things that God wants us to do. They are part of what Jesus calls the fruit of being in Him. They are also the evidence and the badge of the Christian life, proof that we are who we say we are. But the badge is not the things that saves us. It is not the thing that brings us into relationship with God, but rather it is only the thing that shows that we are saved and already in a close relationship with God. Fruit is the access, the overflow of the life of a plant has taken into itself. The more life that a plant takes into itself, the more life it produces. When there is an abundance of sunshine to fuel photosynthesis, and when there is an adequate water and nutrient in the soil to be passed up the trunk and into the branches, those branches thrive and grow and produce and grow again. The plant and its branches don't have to force themselves to grow. They do not have to make a resolution to bring forth sweeter and more succulent fruit, nor do they need to remind themselves to be more abundant in their production. They simply need to be at the right place, the place that the gardener has prepared for it, the place where the conditions for growth and fruit bearing are to be found. For us, the right place to be is in the vine that has been planted by God and which is tended by God, the vine which we call Christ. Each one of us here today, as people who profess that Jesus is our Lord and believe in our hearts that he rose from the dead, are part of the vine of Christ. We are able to produce tremendous quantities of fruit, conditions perfect for our growth, because God himself tends us and ensures that those conditions are perfect. All we need to do to be fruitful is remain a part of the vine and perform the simple tasks that every branch performs as means of maintaining a fruitful life in the vine. Basically, there are two tasks that we need to do, just as there are only two tasks that a branch and a vine does. First, the branch throws its twigs and leaves, receives energy from the sun to fuel its growth. The leaves, by the miraculous process of photosynthesis, convert light into plant energy, which helps to drive the system that produces fruit as its end result. Secondly, the branch, through its connection to the stem of the plant, receives moisture and nutrients from the soil. It receives the life-giving sap that makes it grow. I realize that the description lacks a little in botanical terms, but in theological terms, it reminds us of all we need to do to be pleasing to God. First, the branch receives energy from the sun through its leaves. So we too receive energy when we unfold ourselves before God and accept from him the light he offers to us in his word, both the word of Scripture and the living word of Jesus Christ. I am sure you have all noticed how plants track the sun, how they focus on it, how they lean towards its light and turn towards whatever it is. You can look at the plant over here, how it leans towards the light. Owners of houseplants know that very well. If they do not want a plant with a permanent lean to it, they must periodically turn the pot it is in so that it begins to lean in the opposite direction. They also know that if you take a plant and lock it in a cupboard for a couple days, the leaves start to turn and the plant begins to die. In the same way, we need to be exposed to the Word of God. We need to daily contact with the light he sheds. We need to hold his teachings in our minds and in our hearts so that we might draw from them the strength and energy we need. When we do that, when we lean out to receive God's word, when we absorb his word, words like the plant absorbs the sunlight, then a miracle occurs in us. God's word gives us part of what we need for life and the production of life. Psalm 1 says it very well. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but whose delight is the law of the Lord, and on whose law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Secondly, the branch is connected to the stem or trunk, receiving from it the nutrients and the moisture that it needs. The branch is, for what a better word, in communion with the vine. And through that communion, it is able to produce fruit. That same truth applies to us. All the light of the world, all the reading of God's word and meditations upon the gospel of Jesus will not avail us much unless we are connected to Him. The connection is established by God, and it is maintained by us through the way of faith and prayer, the way of trust and worship, the way of willingness to receive from God by making ourselves available to God as part of Christ's living body, the church. These things both keep us in the vine and feed us, that we might produce fruit. There's a short story of a minister who had been at a church for several years. Met a member of his church in the parking lot. You can say maybe ours. The parking lot is rather small, and during the week, many people attempt to park there to avoid the large fees downtown and the lots. His spot was clearly marked for the minister. One day, as he drove into the lot to park his car, a car pulled in ahead of him and parked there, and the woman got out. He rolled down his window and asked her very politely if she would move her car. And she said to him, "Who are you? I can park here if I want. I'm a member here." And the minister said we could use it whenever he was not around. And with that, she walked out. Thinking about what had happened afterwards, the minister came to the conclusion on the membership role of the church, there needed to be a new classification in addition to that of active and non-active members. He suggested to the session that maybe they should be called PPO, parking privileges only. When Jesus said, "I am the true vine and you are the branches," he also said, "No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine." We remain in the vine and produce fruit when we desire relationship with God that goes beyond being content with having parking privileges. We remain part of the vine when we are willing to obey the commandments that Jesus has given us, when we are willing to love each other and to love God, when we are willing to forgive each other and trust God to forgive us, when we are willing to be seen with the rest of the branches of the vine. We remain a part of the vine and produce fruit when we commune with God, when we are willing to pray to Him and listen for His answers, when we're willing to worship Him, even if it takes from our Sunday dinner or maybe the latest baseball game for a few minutes, when we are willing to trust in Him even when we think He is not doing enough. Communion with God and God's church is the connection to the vine which feeds us. And the communion with God involves our heart and our will, the heart that loves all things that God has made. The will gives Him praise for them, the heart that aches for all the sin of the world, and the will that tells the good news of Christ's love, the heart that believes God alone makes the difference, and the will that asks God to make the difference to oneself. Indeed, being connected to the vine is a matter of the heart and the will of the heart that trusts God, and the will that leads one to act as if every single one of God's promises can be counted on. When we have the heart and the will, God does the rest through us. God does the rest through us. I want to end where I began by saying that there is a lot of grace in the words of Jesus. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remain in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Just go outside after the service and look around at the trees and the plants that are beginning to their cycle of growth once again. Not like last Sunday where we were looking at snow, but you can see growth, new green. God is a good gardener. Indeed, he is a great gardener. And what he plants and tends is tremendously fruitful, tremendously productive. God has planted the vine called Christ in our midst. And when we are willing, he grafts us into the vine and provides to us all things needful for growth. All we have to do to remain in a part of the vine and produce fruit pleasing to him and good for us and our world is open ourselves up to the light of his word and commune with him through his risen Son. God gives to those who seek to be with him, and he gives only what is good and which helps us to be what he has created us to be, a blessing to the world. God is the vine. We are the branches. He has created us. Let us be silent. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.